everybody. Welcome to the Good Witch Podcast. We are here to talk about the finale, big Woo! Finale for season six. Woo! And I am film critic Rachel Wagner, and Amy's back.
Hi, guys.
Yes. So we have to get the update of what did you think of episode 9 since you weren't able to be on that episode?
Well, I wasn't on episode 8 either, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I forgot.
But I don't like the new hospital administrator. Joy's business partner, not my favorite either. Not Donna. No, don't like her. That's there's been no Nick, so that's disappointing. But other than that, I mean, oh, and also no Carter. So
I know we're gonna talk more about that.
Yeah, that's how I felt about those two episodes. That's about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did you feel like last episode though was kind of strange with them being in Chicago? Like, it's just different to me than other episodes.
Well, yeah, because, like, we're so used to, like, Middleton and, like, the certain sets that it was weird for them to be.
Like, it was fun, but it was weird.
But it was also kind of sudden. I feel like if they would have talked about it more, like, oh, yeah, we're doing a girls' trip to Chicago, like, three episodes before or something, I would have been like, oh, okay, yeah, this was supposed to happen. But it kind of fell out of the blue.
Especially the way they handled it. They literally went from the book club to, boom, we're all in Chicago.
And the thing is, too, like, I remembered that lady that had passed very vaguely. I went back and looked to see who she was. But, like, I remembered her vaguely. And I remember there was, like, conversations with her about them possibly getting married in, like, a couple seasons ago. But it was just, I feel like they should have, I don't know, maybe if they were going to go to her funeral, maybe a few episodes before or something, they should have done like some foreshadowing and been like, oh yeah, I talked on the phone with such and such last week or something. So it would have been like a memory thing, but yeah.
I thought it was so weird. Like, yes, they had a little clip of her in the preview, like in previously on Good Witch, whatever. But I can't think of any other show. Even soap operas, if they're going to bring back a character that's been gone for a while, they will like tease it a little bit more. They will, so you know, okay, who's this character? And I thought it was bizarre to expect us to be emotionally invested in the death of a character that we had seen in one episode, season 3. That is just weird writing as far as I'm concerned, and I'm so frustrated.
The character's name was Olympia, right?
Olympia, yeah.
So did she pass away in real life? Is that possibly why they did this?
I don't think so, because I don't think that Wendy Crewson has passed away.
She's very alive.
Yeah. But it was bizarre, and I'm so frustrated because I was so feeling this season and I was really positive. I promise I was really positive. And then they just drop Carter like nothing. And it supposedly he went to LA with that Instagrammer. Did you get that at all from that episode? I didn't.
I feel like it hadn't been completely decided yet. So that's why I was like confused. But, like, I knew he was possibly going, but I didn't think he had decided he was definitely going or not. That's the thing.
I definitely didn't get that impression at all. And so for him to just be gone is
kind of weird.
Bizarre. When they had been building that up for the whole first half of the season. And I don't know. I mean, I just think, and then all of a sudden they introduced this Donna character for the second half of the season out of nowhere. And then we've just forgotten about Carter. It's so weird. That's not good writing. I mean, people think I'm hard on these shows, but that's just basic character development and basic writing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think I'm asking a lot to have, like, you follow through with your characters.
Yeah, it was weird. Because, like, the thing is, if they had had... And it's a 10-episode season. Like, these are short seasons compared to other TV shows that get 25 episodes or whatever. So, like, they have to be concise with it. And I feel like especially the episode 8 and episode 9, like, really fell off for me because all of a sudden there's a brand new character and then one is just off. And I'm like, but we only have 3 episodes left. We should be getting close to wrapping things up, not bringing new people in and then just ditching others. Like, it's just kind of weird.
it's extremely frustrating for me, mm-hmm. at least. And so, you know, I don't need to mean to seem like a negative Nelly, but I was just really feeling Carter and Joy, and they just completely dropped it. And mm-hmm. I don't like Donna. And yeah, you're right. The hospital CEO and Sam kind of plot line. It's not that interesting.
It should have been, if those people were going to be important to the story, they should have been brought in the first three episodes.
Agreed. Agreed.
Or at least mentioned. Like, Joy never mentioned anything about having a partner.
Yeah. Anything.
Or even, like, working previously with someone else. Like, even if she hadn't said her name, but been like, oh, yeah, I used to work with someone else in such and such town. Like, some sort of comment about it would have been nice. The only
thing that I can figure out is that I remember Jason telling me in his interview that he was filming for the 100 in Vancouver the same time he was filming for Good Witch in Toronto. So that's the only thing I can figure out, is that, like, just it ended up just not working schedule wise, but you have to write it better than that. You can't just all of a sudden have a character that you've been building up for half a season all of a sudden just be gone and never talked about. Like, nobody talked about Carter.
Exactly. And if he's the best carpenter in town, you'd think people would be upset because, like, he just leaves to another city.
Even, like, I thought it would have been a nice point to mention Carter when Martha and them are talking about, oh, you guys did such great work and you have such a great partner. Like, that would have been a great time to have mentioned, oh, yeah, and Carter was a big help too, or something, you know what I mean? Just something like that. Like, mention him. Too bad he had to go to California. Nothing. He's just gone. It's not good writing. That's not how you write a show. And it's just frustrating to me. And but anyway,
you know, at least 100 is over now. It's the last season, so hopefully that will not prevent him from being on next season.
Yes.
Or a Halloween movie if we get it. Maybe not. Maybe this would be the perfect opportunity for Good Witch to finally get a Christmas movie.
If you're listening, Hallmark Channel, bring back Carter. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that didn't like Carter.
Everyone loved him. Yeah.
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 And make him, cast him in a Christmas movie as well, because he's great.
Yeah. And bring back, make sure Joy's in next season, and let her business partner, I don't know, meet a man and run off
home
or something. Away. I don't know. Like, she met someone who was traveling through Middleton and they ran away together. I don't know. She can go far, far away.
Yeah. We start out with Cassie. She's finished up the term. And she is going to get the offer to be a full-fledged professor, mm-hmm. which is cool, I guess. I mean, don't you have
She doesn't have the education for it, but
that's what I was just saying. Like, doesn't she need to have at least a master's degree to be a professor?
Yeah, but, you know.
If it's
a private college, like, they can pretty much do whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean, the only time that I've heard of people becoming professors that don't have doctorates or, like, sort of honorary posts, kind of. I don't know what they're
like. But those are, like, people who are, like, top of their field. Like, they've published many books about the topic or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Yeah, so. Like, you might have, like, say, Steven Spielberg or something like that become a professor, or, you know, just, you know, or somebody like that.
That would be a class to be in.
Yeah. But somebody like that, that's, like, really noted in their field to teach a film class, you know, or to mm-hmm. teach a whatever, you know, kind of a thing, or, you know, you could have you know, well-known author teach a class on literature or something mm-hmm. like that. I've heard, but even then, it's not like those would be like fully tenured positions.
Yeah.
But maybe they just meant that she got the, like, more part-time position of teaching on a regular basis or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, she doesn't really have the qualifications to be a professor, but mm-hmm. whatever. She evidently is great at being a professor. She loved it. And so she's really excited. And it was a cute little interaction between her and Sam. When one door closes, make lemonade. That was good. I like mm-hmm. that. And so, yes. And then Donna and Joy set up a meditation room. And
fun.
Yeah. So that was fun for Cassie.
Yeah.
first I thought that was in Martha's house, and I'm like, I don't think Martha's gonna like this very much.
Martha might need meditation.
I know, but I was thinking it was like setting it up for it to be this big reveal, and Martha be like, what did you do to my house, sort of, at first. Then like, oh, this is Cassie's house.
Yeah.
Because that would have been funny.
And one of the many rooms that Grey House apparently has open.
Yeah, evidently. Like we said, this is a big, Grey House very big.
Yeah, I found the floor plan, because that's like a historical house that they filmed the front of. Obviously, they don't film the inside of it.
Yeah.
That house in real life has 8 bedrooms.
That's so impressive.
Like, logistically, I'm trying to think, like, okay, George has a bedroom, her and Sam have a bedroom. Nick used to have a bedroom, Grace used to have a bedroom, but I guess they don't anymore, and also neither does
because Abigail
doesn't live there. So I guess technically they only have 2 bedrooms full right now, or 3 because of Joy. So I guess they have 5 guest rooms, or 4 guest rooms and a meditation room now, I guess. I don't know.
I guess, yeah, that's what they have. Yeah. but yeah, and so Cassie tries to get Sam to meditate in the meditation room, and it does not go well. And that was kind of funny. That was cute. They've done a good job, I think, with Sam this season. I was wondering, because all of his plots involved pretty much either around proposing to Cassie or dealing with Nick. And so they had to kind of come up with something different. I think it's been pretty good. They've done, I think, a good job with
it. I liked him with Donovan and Adam hanging out, like, guys night, when they were doing, what was it, trivia night or whatever. I would like to see more of, like, the guys of Middleton, like, hanging out.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that was good. I liked that. I guess I haven't really mind the whole sort of work dynamic with this new boss and everything. I mean, it was kind of bonkers last episode when he's just like, the surgeon's just like, should we reschedule it? I'm like, the guy's on the operating table. Like, what? You can't just like, I'm sure you can technically, but like, that is a lawsuit waiting to happen, I think.
Yeah.
It kind of made me laugh. but yeah, I know there is some, you know, division between administration and hospital staffing is always a challenge.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah.
So I thought that was actually fine. I liked it. And Sam has to go on vacation. He's forced to go on vacation. And so he basically takes a staycation. I guess he didn't take any days off for his honeymoon. Or I guess he has so many that he still has 45 days
with his honeymoon.
Yeah. So that was kind of funny. I was proud of him though, because he made a proper BLT. And I'm like, finally somebody named Milton makes a sandwich.
Sam, the only one who knows how to make a sandwich.
That's right.
In this entire town. Also, side note, didn't Cassie, was it this episode or last episode, she actually ordered a Tinsdale on toast, and I was like, why?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
My stomach can't handle that.
Reminder, Tinsdale on toast is tuna fish and sauerkraut.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah. Really bad. And so the Abigail and Donovan see that the heart is almost cracked. So their breaking up didn't stop it. Mm-hmm. They were very upset. And how do you feel about the whole curse? Like, do you think that's been fun or no?
I'm glad it's over.
Oh my gosh, so much so.
I think the thing is, what hurt me with the curse thing is we were like going with the curse, and I wanted to know what happened next, and then they just decided to break up and there was no curse for 2 episodes. And that's what made me kind of turned off from the curse, because I'm like, okay, if we're going to go, we need to keep going on this curse. It needs to still keep being included. And then it just like, it went missing for, I think, both episodes almost.
No, I mean, there was a little bit. Like,
but there wasn't like, it's like we got all these clues on top of each other, and then there was like nothing for a little bit. And that's what,
like, you had like the clue about Olympia being, her being a Connelly.
Yeah, but that was very, like, a very short,
yeah,
small thing, so.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's kind of been interesting because I feel like this season has embraced the, like, magic way more than we've ever seen before.
Yeah, I agree.
And, like, usually it's just sort of her intuition matching people. It's not like she can't, literally can't speak. Abigail can't speak the words. I love you. Like, that's just, I don't know, it's just a different level than we've ever seen on the show.
Yeah.
Or, and it's been fine. I'm like you, I'm definitely ready for it to be done. I was ready for it to be over. And I did think the payoff was pretty good.
Yeah.
that we'll talk about. But so it's been interesting. I've gotten, you know, more invested in them as a couple. This season than I was last season, of course, and it's been interesting to see. And they've also you see Cassie trying to help Martha with her housewarming, giving her these smudges, juniper smudges, which I had never heard of in my life. A smudge, I didn't know what that was. What that was.
No
clue. Some kind of incense or something like that?
I think so. So
yeah.
Juniper. I can't spell.
Smudges.
I don't know what those are. Let's see. Yeah, they're like incense.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I did think the highlight of this episode by far was this whole scene when first the flowers are hideous, absolutely hideous, that Martha had ordered online. I don't know why she needs so many flowers for a housewarming party, but like,
I don't either. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's not a wedding, but yeah. But anyway, they're really ugly, those blue flowers.
Yeah,
but when they show that tiny, teeny little Christmas tree ornament chandelier, that made me laugh. That was funny, I bet.
Like, she ordered it for a dollhouse.
Yeah. It was basically a Christmas tree ornament.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, did you think that was funny?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Yeah.
It was funny. I liked both Joy and Donna in that scene, the actresses. They were funny. I thought they did.
I was like, when she ordered it, how much did she pay for that? To think that was a real.
I know. She must have thought she'd gotten like the deal of a century, or that is an expensive ornament.
Yeah, it's like little gold or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it bought from Tiffany's or someplace like that.
Yeah.
It was funny. Like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They're the good folks over at Care Of, and they make taking your vitamins easy and hassle-free. They can have them sent right to your doors. And what is great is that they give you this online quiz to help you find the vitamins and powders that will support your specific health goals. Like, for instance, I took the quiz and I figured out that I need help with my sleep, and that's one of the most important parts for me. And so we got the vitamins that would most help with that part of my life. They also have a new line, the skin and hair collection, that helps you work on your beauty goals from all angles with a combination of targeted ingredients for hair, skin, and nails. Care Of is focused on the quality, science, and research that goes into each of their products and recommendations. They have yummy protein powders that are made with whole wholesome ingredients you can recognize, like organic cocoa and pink Himalayan salt. The quiz only takes a few minutes, and it really will help you to be able to figure out what are your health needs and goals, and I really recommend it. And it's just something easy that you can have sent right to your door, and for a good quality product. They have great attention to detail. And right now, for 25% off each of your first 3 months of Care Of, go to takecareof.com/Hallmarkies25, enter code Hallmarkies25. That's for 25% off each of your first 3 months of Care Of, go to takecareof.com/Hallmarkies25, enter code Hallmarkies25. We find out that Donna has gotten the offer for them to do a project in Vancouver. In Vermont. Vancouver's too much on my mind. In Vermont. But then she's also been getting all kinds of requests in Middleton, but Donna's not relaying those requests to Donna. Mm-hmm. To Joy. I can't talk today. Donna is not giving those requests over to Joy. And so she thinks they only have the Vermont option. So Donna is kind of trying to trick her into going and working in Vermont. And this makes her an unlikable character. She's not being honest. And we're supposed to be happy that, there's this friendship. But she's not being honest. So I can't, that makes me not like her.
Yeah. She's not. She's never been honest, entire time. It drives me crazy.
Yeah. And also, even if they go and do the project in Vermont, how long is this project? Like, a typical remodel of a house is usually 6 weeks, maybe.
Or are they tearing the house down to the studs? And
And most of that kind of stuff, if they are going to be doing a full redo, usually that doesn't require designers
until later on.
And yeah, I mean, even
you'd want a contractor and an architect first if you're gonna.
Yeah, because you need to be putting up things like sheetrock and stuff. Wouldn't need Donna and Joy's skills. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like even if she took the job in Vermont,
She could be back in a few months.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I don't understand why this is okay, not.
Why are they traveling for their business at all? Didn't they have a storefront before? They have a base of where they normally work.
Yeah.
So where are they getting these jobs all over the country?
It's confusing. And
they're traveling designers?
When she came on, you remember we were confused. What is even their business? Mm-hmm. That's why it was confusing, because it was just out of nowhere. All of a sudden this woman is here saying she's her business partner.
Did they have a business beforehand that was based somewhere?
Well, where did Joy come from again? Do we remember?
I
can't remember. I guess it was just from wherever that is, but you're right. You would think if they had been business partners that they would have a place that is their main location.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I work in this county or something, or this general area. I work in the greater Salt Lake City area or something like that. That's where I design.
Even those HTV shows are generally in a particular area. Most of them are in Canada, filmed in Canada. The game show is mostly just within a little area, that they work with.
Yeah, so
they're not just hopping all over the country.
I mean, if you watch Flip or Flop, that's literally just Orange County, California. Right. That's it.
Exactly. So it is weird. I don't know. Whatever. They're just trying to, I guess, get conflict for Joy and her having to go to Vermont. But again, who cares if it's just a month or two? It's not a problem. I don't think so. Yeah. But Donna is lying. That's the main problem.
Yeah.
Definitely. And so we don't like her. And we do find out that Joy is, we find out that she had really tough time when her mom died, of course. Mm-hmm. But she almost joined the circus.
Well, that would have been interesting.
Yeah. trapeze artist. Mm-hmm. So
sounds like fun. I don't know.
Yeah. we find out that Adam is going to propose, which we predicted last week on the podcast. He has the ring. Sam tells him, are you doing this because you want to keep her safe for him when he got back? Because evidently he doesn't know when he'll be done with this mission.
Yeah.
And that's that, because we were like, how long is this mission? Because most mission trips, I think, are pretty short.
What? Okay. See, that's in my church, when we were younger, like if we did mission trips, like in high school and stuff, they were like mm-hmm. 2 weeks tops. I knew a couple people who did like summer mission trips, like the whole summer, and people in college who did that as well. The only people I knew who went for like 6 months, a year, 5 years or whatever, were people who were already like established in the church. Like my youth pastor went for 5 years to Venezuela, I believe.
I mean, and but I guess
he was married already. He had a family. The whole family went. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. But that's in a Christian church. That's different. I don't know how it's different in other religions. I don't know what religion Adam is representing. So I don't know.
Yeah, like we don't know. As far as I don't think they've ever said. I mean, it's obviously different in my church. You go when you're either 19 or 20, and you go for between 20 months and 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it's just a different situation.
But I feel like with any mission, they normally give you like a rough estimate end date, like at least a year that you're leaving. So unless you're moving there for a specific job, I mean, one of our pastors left our church and went to work in Africa, and like he left. It wasn't a mission. He like got a job working there.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah, that's the confusing part. And it seems like he's confused mm-hmm. about what is happening. I guess it's just open-ended. And
so it sounds more like he actually got like a position there.
A job.
Rather than just it being just a missions trip type thing.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, because then he quit his job too, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, because so, they said they weren't going to just keep it open-ended for him.
Yeah, because if he doesn't have an end date, then he wouldn't be able to keep his job. Like, it sounds like he got a position wherever he's going, and that's why it's open-ended, but I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, he's thinking of proposing, and then at the party, you see him, he's close to it, but they end up breaking up instead.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel about this for Adam and Stephanie?
I don't know. It's just such a weird storyline. Like, is this setting him up for not coming back next season? Is that why? Like, I don't know. It's weird. Because now the thing is, if he comes back in the first episode next season, I'm going to be like, okay, then what was the entire last four episodes of last season? What was the point?
Yeah.
So, like, he's either got to be gone for a couple episodes, or I guess he's leaving the show. That's kind of the way it looks like it's set up to me. Unless...
Agreed.
Like, I don't know. But then again, that's a year from now, too. So what if the mission trip is over next May when the show comes back and he comes home and then they figure it out, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a weird setup. I don't know.
I just wish she would just get back with her ex-husband. Girl, that's what I want.
All right, maybe. I don't know. But
because it's a real husband in real life and they had great chemistry.
But I said when they broke up, I was like, wow, Stephanie and guys just do not have a
good know. Time. I mean,
Adam's what, her third, fourth boyfriend in the series?
Well, Ben, and then, I mean, Sam a little bit at the beginning when she first,
mm-hmm.
and then.
I thought there was another guy.
There was another one. Yeah, there was that guy that she went on like a few dates with in season 4.
Yeah, like this girl does not have the best luck. I feel bad for Sam.
And then, yeah, and then Adam.
Yeah.
And.
So.
Yeah.
I was hoping this one would stick.
I mean, I've never been the biggest Adam fan, but But still, you're right. Like, it does make her feel like a bit of a black widow. She's just so unlucky in love. I mean, I don't know what you... It does make her... It makes her seem like she is just perpetually bad luck with men.
Single, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and then I guess her husband, if you count her ex-husband, she's had 5 that I can think of just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should just bring Ben back. He's the best. He was the best. In my opinion, at least. I liked him a lot. But yeah, so that was kind of, but I guess at least, you know, not everything in, it's kind of nice in a way to have not everything in a Hallmark show end on a, you know,
a happy note.
Perfect. Yeah, happy note.
But are we kind of are like we that, I guess? where are we in the episode? Because
kind of jumping around a little bit.
Yeah, but like when we talk about the end, I got a lot of things to say.
Yeah. So, all right. Then we have. I did laugh when Martha says that this is the last time I go to Blairsville for anything, and Tom's like, "I think it's the first time." That made me laugh.
That's funny.
And so then, I thought the whole thing with Sam and Cassie doing the little putting was cute.
that was adorable. Yeah.
It's really cute. Mm-hmm. And then Tom gives Martha a really nice pearl necklace with a cameo on it. And frankly, I thought that Martha's kind of big reveal moment at the party, I thought that she could have had a nicer dress.
Yeah.
It seemed pretty ordinary to me for that beautiful necklace. Like, I'm trying to remember when it was, but we've seen Martha in nicer dresses.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the Halloween movies.
Yeah, she was wearing a sparkly one, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I would have liked to have seen her in something nicer.
Maybe she just really wanted the necklace to stand out.
Maybe. It wasn't a bad dress. It was just pretty simple. Like, I don't know. It for her big moment.
She's showing off her mansion and her necklace, not her dress.
I guess so. I also thought that Abigail's dress was kind of wasn't that great.
She wasn't planning on going. She didn't have time to go out and buy a new dress.
That's right true, but the way they staged the moment was like, whoa, you're looking
really. Right, yeah.
And it was just like a brown dress with flowers, a wrap dress. It was fine. She looked pretty, but I don't know. Like, if it had been, like, a red dress, that would little more, like, va-va-boom, you know? Like, it would have, I think, made the moment a little bit more. But whatever, I'm nitpicking. It was fun. Anytime you have a party on Go Witch, it's always fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Martha, did you like that pearl, that necklace? That was pretty
cool. Yeah, it was really pretty.
Cameo and everything. Then you have Cassie and Sam doing the pottery. That was pretty fun.
I'm like, how many, like, movie tropes? I'm like, we got ghosts now. What was the, I don't know. There's got to be a guy helping a girl golf. That's in a ton of romantic movies. But I was just like, wow, they're, like, really, you know, being into it. And then it was really cute when he fell asleep on the bed and she just, like, laid the blanket on him. And I'm like, oh. Cute.
It really was. It was fun. And then we have the Adam and Stephanie breakup, and then then you have Adam talking to Sam and him saying she was completely supportive, but you broke up anyway. And I think it might be kind of a fun, if there's going to be another season, might be kind of fun if Stephanie's like, forget him, forget that, and she just goes to, like, what, Argentina or whatever, and just, like, I don't know, like, I like her to like, take things into her own hands and just,
Stephanie should be the one to propose.
Yeah, something like that. That would be fun if they were to do Vancouver as Argentina, and
that's a new one.
And, or Venezuela, or wherever it was, I can't remember. But that would be fun. I would like that. So I think that would be a good way to go for the premiere, is to basically have her bring him back. And but anyway, So then I liked the dancing scene, everyone dancing. I thought it was nice. You see
yeah.
and Tom dancing, and Cassie and Sam dancing, and Stephanie and Adam dancing. Mm-hmm. And then we find out the geode that we each have beauty inside. We find this clue. Mm-hmm. And then we find that the giant diamond is in this
bird.
In the bird. And yeah, I mean, they're all really good people, but none of them were like, I want to take the diamond. I mean, that diamond,
mm-hmm.
obviously it was fake, but in the world of the show, it's real.
I know.
And that would be worth so much money.
Yeah.
But they put
that is like Smithsonian status.
I know. I mean, and diamond. My question is, when it's put into the music box, is it just like dissolve?
I don't know. Yeah. Can you get those back open? Can those be on display for Middleton Museum or whatever?
That's what I would want to know.
That'll be next season. Martha's opening a Middleton History Museum.
Yeah. So they put they have the emerald, they have the heart of Middleton Ruby, they have the diamond, mm-hmm. and they put them all in. And we've really been doing this plot since the.
Yeah. I told you it was going to be there was something going to be about the ring. I totally called it. Anyone who doubted me, I called it. Anyway.
So the diamond ring, you did call because you were like, but you thought at first that it might be Cassie's ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, it has to be something with the diamond, has to be something to do with the ring. And so when it closed, I was like, okay, mom, I looked at my mom and was like, how soon that ring is going to pop out in 5, 4, 3. And
yeah. I mean, it was like, a good thing that it's a good thing that Abigail liked the ring. Yeah, that would be. But
I think at that point with the curse, they were like, "Whatever, like, who cares?"
Yeah, because they before he proposes, they well, I think when they're dancing, he says, "Can you say it?" And she still can't physically say, "I love you."
Yeah.
So they kind of reminded us of that because I sort of forgotten that was still a thing.
Yeah.
With the curse. And anyway, so then he proposes, and once she accepts, then she can say, I love you. And it was super cute and barely mm-hmm. fun. And so we couldn't have Georgia on because she would have been dying. It was so cute. Sweet.
I kind of wish there still had been like a more romantic way of Donovan proposing maybe, mm-hmm. but I still think it was adorable. And if we do get a Halloween or Christmas movie, which I don't know if would be possible at this point, yeah. I would really want it to be the wedding. I think that'd be really cute.
Oh, that would be great. I agree.
It would be great. Really, or like the first episode of next season, we like walk in, like we come into Abigail, like running around Grey House, freaking out about her wedding or something. It'd be nice. It'd be nice.
Yeah. It would be. Well,
we just have to wait and see, I guess.
That would be really fun. Because last year's Halloween movie was disappointing. So this year.
Last year's Halloween movie kind of felt filler. It didn't feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was the one with the heart of Middleton. That was going back two
yeah.
Halloween movies ago, which I liked that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, I get what you mean, that sometimes the dramatic proposal is really fun. Hmm. But I also think sometimes the spur of the moment proposal is also pretty romantic.
Because it's like, it was like, though, he like saw the ring and he just knew what he had to do. Like, he knew that was what was right. And like, that was really like sweet. And I love, I cannot remember the name of the actor who plays Donovan. But
Mark Ben David.
I think he's fantastic. So. Yeah. I love him. At first we were unsure about him when he first came on the show. And now I'm just like, he's one of my favorites. Never leave.
Yeah, he's definitely grown on me for sure. Mm-hmm. I think it was a satisfying end to this whole
curse thing,
the curse and plot and everything, and it was a nice end to the season. Mm-hmm. So there we go. Did we talk about so then we end with all three of our leading ladies getting a basically like a bag of magical dirt.
Okay, this is the thing. When she first saw the bag and she like poured some of it into her hand when they were at Bell Bucking Candle, Cassie did when she first got it, I was like, are those? I thought they were ashes. And I was so terrified and confused.
Oh.
And then all three of them have it, and I'm like,
it looked like soil. It didn't look like ashes to me. Well, so I didn't think that, but I can see that.
I was like, what on earth? But like all three of them with dirt, and I'm just like, what could that mean? Just
yeah.
Dirt. I don't get it. But
I mean, we have had magical foliage / dirt.
I know. And before we've had magical flowers. Yeah.
Because there was that whole episode, one of my favorites actually, that whole episode where there's the magical flower.
Mm-hmm.
That's the middle. Yeah. That I liked that episode.
That blooming one, yeah, that was good. So I don't know what the soil is going to mean, and why did only the three of them get it? I mean, like, I don't.
Well, they're the. Maybe yeah. In alternate universe where Bailey's on the show, I guess she would have had to have gotten it too.
Yeah. So.
Because all the Merricks get it. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, overall, I loved the first half of this season. I was so happy. And then when they just dropped Carter, it really irritated me. And I have not liked Donna. I don't think that's good writing. That's very frustrating to me. So I feel like I'm kind of not as, I don't know, a little bit frustrated on the season. I do think, though, it's a major improvement from the previous season.
Yeah, I think it started out really strong. 7, 8, 9 kind of fell off for me. Mm-hmm. 10, I really liked, but I think that was mostly because of the proposal.
Yeah.
And like finally, like the curse coming to an end type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I enjoyed this episode a lot. But yeah, and then, you know, this season, I really miss Nick. I'm really.
Yeah, he was only, was he on 2 episodes?
3? I think he's on 2, yeah, 2 or 3, and I'm sad because, you know, and I wish there would have been more George as well, because they set up the whole thing with George and the lady from the hospital, Samantha.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
I would have liked to see more of that as well, so I don't know, maybe I hope in the next season there could be more, because I think George and Nick had a good rapport as well, so I don't know, it'd be nice for them to be in more. But yeah.
Yeah, we pretty much only had George developing pitchers, you know, like
So he's a bowler, he's a chili cook-up. You know, I feel like George would have done really good in quarantine because he has so many hobbies.
Yeah, clearly that's true.
He plays cookie poker, he develops photos, he makes chili. Like,
yeah, he's the star of this season.
Like, what else does he do? Like, George would have done great in quarantine. Like, he would have just been going, and it would have been great.
Yeah. But I think we both agree. Bring back Carter.
Yeah, that would be really great. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Well, very good. We finished, and we were talking that this probably, I don't see any new Hallmark television for the whole rest of 2020. I know they're going to go back to filming When Calls the Heart soon, but I don't think we're going to see that until 2021. Yeah,
and I mean, we haven't got an official announcement if When Hope Calls is coming back at all, and they haven't filmed anything.
No, I don't think it is.
Chesapeake Shores got filmed, right? No. Did that even get renewed?
No.
Yeah,
so
Shores.
We've had a long stretch aside from Christmas where we were every Thursday having almost every Thursday having a television show to cover for a while. So it's kind of a little,
we normally only have like between Christmas and the end of Chesapeake Shores, there's only like maybe a month that we have normally open.
Yeah.
Where there's no TV for us to cover before Christmas starts. And now it's going to be a long time,
probably until February is my guess.
Yeah, unless they do end up doing a Good Witch Christmas or Halloween movie, which I don't know if that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but other than that, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless suddenly they get everyone back at One Hope Calls and that comes out during Christmas or something. I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen, though. But hey, they are replaying Cedar Cove, though. So that's something if you've never seen it. They're replaying that now on Hallmark if you want to see that. So
there we go. So it's been, it's always an adventure covering these shows. We hope we've done our best. And we would love your thoughts and what you think. We did have, I think, one quick comment on Twitter about the season. GC says, thought it was an amazing way to end season 6. Many storylines left open, like Adam and Stephanie, Joy, and obviously the cliffhanger. really stumped on what it could mean, but it's Good Witch, so I know it'll be a good mystery. I liked how everything played out and can't wait until season 7. So there we go. We'll see what happens, and we'll be here to cover, and we'll do the best we can, and we'll look forward to that. So thank you so much for all of your help with this, Amy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And for Georgia and for anybody else who's filled in and covered any of the TV shows. We really appreciate it. And let us know your thoughts on the season as a whole, and also on this episode and what you thought about it. We'd love to hear from you. And Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at It's Amy Craig.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all over social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And you can make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod and the Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. We really, 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 really appreciate it. It only takes a second and it makes a big difference for us. We also have, if you are listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and that would mean a lot. We have our merch store, which has Good Witch inspired merch on there. Check that out. And we have our patron group, which gives you more access to all of us and more access to the content, early content, all lots of fun stuff. And we are having our third watch along for patrons with Julie Sherman Wolf on the 17th of July. We're going to be watching The Christmas Club, and so that is going to be really fun. We'll have more information about that, but definitely worth your while. And thanks so much, Amy, again, and we'll talk all again soon. Bye, everyone.